Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome to the Darren Copeland Experience here on Mile High Sports Radio. It is Wednesday. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody.
Fuzz. Come on.
What, Darren?
Guess what day? Guess what day? Guess what day it is?
Wednesday.
Yeah. Come on. Say it. Dance. You can say it too.
Hump day.
What?
Uh oh.
Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Guess what day it is?
If you're listening to us now, you've made it through half of the week. Woo! Actually, more than half. You're 3/5 of the way through of the week.
Fifths.
I have a fifth left at home.
Oh, good.
I'm not touching it, though, till this weekend.
Yeah, famous last words.
No, I've got things I have to do.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to indulge.
So, Rockies, ho-hum, 3.3-something average on road ERA, starting ERA. Yeah, that's what I got to say.
Chatwood looked dominant tonight until the seventh inning.
Every third start.
Well, he looked great.
He's got three good starts.
And he's doing a great job. And this pitching staff is, now that they look like bullies in this series. They really do. They look like what the Washington Nationals did to Colorado.
Yes. I know. I've been trying. I mean, this is what I know that you have to hear me every day tell everyone else. But for those of you outside who haven't heard that I've been saying that this is the team that when everyone laughed when Herman Marquez told me and some other people that we feel like we're going to look like that when our bats heat up.
And they have heated up. They have heated up. They're hitting better on the road than they have at any point at home.
So just on the road where they are
19-7, I think. Not including this game, which would put them at 20-7, I believe.
Okay. So a lot to a little in terms of being on the road.
Yes.
And a starting pitching ERA of 3.3 something. It was 3.39 coming into this game, so I'm going to say 3.32.
You know, let me see.
Okay. Also, the rookie pitchers are 8-0 in their last 13 starts.
Yeah, they're doing really well.
Since they got shut out 2-0 on the second half of that doubleheader at Minnesota, they've put up at least 10 hits in every game they've played.
Now, I mean, people are going to say, hey, it's the Phillies. They're in last place in the National League Central.
Yes, there's always a reason. There's always a reason why the Rockies, it is a bandbox. I mean, yes, Cincinnati has a bandbox, too. I mean, if you heard, I think Spielberg said everyone calls it Great American Small Park because it's so small. And it's the same place here.
Well, I don't care. I mean, I really don't care if Cincinnati's playing in a bandbox. I don't care if Phillies are in last place. The Rockies are doing what good teams do, and that is go on the road and beat down an inferior opponent. And that's encouraging, because I think too often we would see the Rockies rise up against like the Dodgers or the Giants, but then they'd fold like a cheap suit against the Padres or against, you know, another last place team. But this year they are taking it to everybody.
Except they lost one to the Padres.
Right, I get it, but that was early in the season, you know.
But see, this is what I've been talking about when I've been talking to you about this team feels different. They feel mean. It reminds me of the Broncos team that won the Super Bowl the second time in 1999.
Yeah.
It feels to me like that team. That team was just business, and we are going to just mow you down, and there's nothing you can do about it, so you might as well just relax and just, you know, get it over with, because we are going to kill you. I mean, that's kind of how, I mean, but that's the attitude that you got to have. You've got to listen. There's just nothing you can do about it. Sorry, but.
Well, they would jump out. I mean, they would maul opponents early. And then that defense would just unleash and kill quarterbacks. I mean, that team in 1999 was
mean.
It was. I was shocked when they lost a game.
Well, they got tired, and they admit that they lost
their hat day.
Yeah, well, they admitted that they got tight.
Sure.
And I think that's hard because people are always talking about it. Unless you have the type of guys in there, I don't think that business-like teams will do well in that type of pressure. But they're just because they're more interested in just winning the games. They're not really caring about undefeated. And then they start thinking about undefeated, and they're like, "Oh no!"
Right, I get it. And you know, in baseball, you have to have. Listen, there's business, and they. But we've talked about this before. When you had guys like Helton and Tulowitzki who were so intense, you cannot keep that kind of intensity as a baseball team for 182 games over a long summer and not grind down.
No.
So, but that doesn't look like this team is tight.
No, because
they're intense, but they're not. But they're still having fun.
Well, what they understand is that, listen, do your work. You need to do your work. So Nolan Arenado is out there fielding ground balls every day,
mm-hmm.
and he's in the cage every day. And you have Carlos Gonzalez is out there taking fly balls out there every day, and he's also in the batting cage every day. All of these guys are doing their work. They're getting their film stuff.
But,
in.
I mean, come on.
But
I'm not going to let you get away with this.
No,
I'm
no,
not.
But they have fun.
I'm not going to let you get away with this.
What?
Because you make it sound like last year and the year before under Walt Weiss, these guys weren't doing.
No,
the
they're
exact
doing
same
it because
thing.
They're doing it because of Walt Weiss. But what I'm suggesting is that these guys, and I have to give Bud Black the credit, is like, listen, as long as you do your work, you can have fun. It's just come in and do your work.
But they've been doing work.
Yes, but
Every year since they opened Coors Field, the players have done their work.
Listen, but when you had Helton and you had Tulowitzki that were sitting there like chewing on bats, waiting to get out on the field and chewing on bats afterwards and making people scared, I mean, that is not conducive to a good lineup.
Right, so what you're saying is you get rid of those types of players who are great players and good leaders, but now you have a team that doesn't stress about every little thing because it grinds you down. This whole concept of just do your work, it bothers me more than almost anything, as if every Rockies player who's ever walked through the doors at Mile High Stadium or Coors Field.
Ian Stewart didn't do work.
Has never done any work.
Ian Stewart didn't do work, and he look where he ended up.
Okay, there's one. They're professional players. They all do their work.
Yes, but
you can't just say that's the difference between
this year. But there is the least that you can do, and then there's the extra stuff. You like, they have tape of, for instance, before every game,
mm-hmm.
they have tape of the opposing pitcher. Just him throwing pitches against different things. It's just a tape that's on there, and you can sit there and watch it with them. Okay. But you don't always see people hanging around watching.
Sure. They have other things to do.
But oftentimes, and I've seen it at least a couple times this year, you'll see guys up there like just talking with each other but watching that and talking about the guy.
It bothers me because it's like the same
I'm
thing.
I'm not trying to malign
people
anybody
are
else.
Like, people are like, oh, well, you know, Paxton Lynch didn't spend an extra 15 minutes after practice today, so he clearly doesn't care. It's like he's doing his practice. He doesn't need to spend an extra hour doing stuff if he doesn't need to.
Kind of does. I mean,
no, not him.
He can't throw.
Trevor Siemian needs to do it.
Can't throw the guy in front of him on the out play. I mean, I hear he's better, so I don't know.
He can throw just fine. He can throw just fine. I saw some great passes from him in the two games he played last year. I saw some great passes from him last year.
I'm not saying that.
Oh, you
can't.
Are. I'm looking at your face. You're Team Trevor, as I heard it said earlier today. and I am Boatmate Captain Morgan.
Bunsen Burner, or whatever they call him.
Bunsen's mate.
Bunsen Burner.
I'm Ensign Captain Morgan.
Ensign Captain Morgan.
I'm on
Guess
that.
Guess what
boat.
Today is?
What?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight.